Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Talking herd rebuilding with Lance Zimmerman in just a moment.
It's cattle deworming time, and I'm so psyched about using Cydectin injectable that I wrote y'all a little rap ditty. Only twice a year you'll be needing this unique and effective mix. It's proven to be long-lasting, so your herd is always first pick. A quick and effective shot will do the trick. It's all you need to do the deed, so get injectin' with Cydectin. Get injectin' with Cydectin. The cattle's all a-mooing. The dung beetles are not phased. Greener pastures are a-stewing. Making Cydectin all the craze. A quick and effective shot will do the trick. It's all you need to do the deed. So get injectin with Cydectin. Get injectin with Cydectin.
To learn more about Cydectin injectable and its short withholding time and its numerous benefits, talk to your veterinarian or Beringer Ingelheim VetMedica Inc. representative today. Do not treat cattle within 21 days of slaughter. Do not use in female dairy cattle breeding age, veal calves, or calves less than 8 weeks of age.
Even with the flash drought of 2015, it appears that we are well on our way to another great year of herd rebuilding in the U.S. and even here in the southern Great Plains. Lance Zimmerman is with the Cattle Facts Organization. They're the market analysis arm of the U.S. cattle industry, and they believe that herd rebuilding good in 2014, likely to be even better here in 2015.
I know obviously 2014 we started really rebuilding the herd pretty aggressively. Will 15 turn out to be that way as well?
Yeah, you know, last year people were shocked when they found out we added 600,000 cows to the herd. I think people need to prepare themselves for a number that's fully over a million as we look at what we added to the herd this year. Our indications as we look at this fall run, you know, 70 to 80% of calves sell in this fall period, and the percent of heifers going into auction markets is even smaller than last year. And so I think we need to be prepared for an even a pretty good increase as we look even to 2016 and what that cow herd looks like at the end of next year as well. How many can we add? Well, we got to remember that we took 3 to 4 million cows out of beef production through this drought. Mm-hmm. It's at least a reasonable expectation that we'll add 2 to 3 million on pretty quickly. And then the levels we hit after that are likely going to depend a lot more on demand than just what type of supply and Mother Nature constraints we have to this market. But if we can get our international markets recovered a little bit, get the consumer to be a lot more comfortable paying these prices for beef than they have been lately, then there's no reason to not expect that we can't at least build our herd back up to the levels it was at the start of this decade.
You mentioned the international market. That has been maybe a bit of disappointment this year, although we've built it so quickly and so hard. I know 14 was record, 15. It doesn't seem like, you know, it's more like a retracement.
It is, you know, and I think that's what we got to keep in mind is we've had some great years from an international demand perspective. And I think 2016 has potential to be a better year than 2015. And we started off 2015 with the port closure issues. Then once we got kind of that bad news behind us, then the currency spike really hit us and took our product that was already very high priced in the global marketplace, high quality as well, but high priced, mm-hmm. and made it even more difficult because of the shock that the currency valuation had in making those exchange rates less competitive for us. The thing is, these international markets, when it comes to currency, just like stability more than anything else. And so even though it's going to continue to be a very strong U.S. dollar this next year, in our opinion, stability will be the key. And then after that, it's just a matter of getting some of these markets to get their economies back on a little bit more solid footing. And if we can do that, then it'll bode good things for beef.
Lance Zimmerman with Cattle Facts. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Mike and Martha Armitage want to invite you to their fall gathering coming up this Saturday, November 7th at OKC West El Reno, Oklahoma. Three times to keep in mind. 11 a.m., they'll be selling 2,000 commercial females, pairs, young cows, and bred heifers. Then 3:30 p.m., they'll be offering 35 registered Brangus bulls. Then at 6 p.m., the A-Bar Ranch Remuda Sale, 17 ranch geldings, 40 weaned colts. For information, give Mike or Martha Armitage a call at 918-342-2225. At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.